Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm Wendy Nordquist, your host, here with an hour of fine music. One of thousands of ways that one could fill an hour. Right now we're hearing from Roger Lasley. We'll hear the John Pizzarelli Trio, Diana Krall, Aretha Franklin, John Pizzarelli, Al Jolson with the Mills Brothers, Tori Amos, Perry Como, Ella Fitzgerald, and the Delta Rhythm Boys, Dinah Washington, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, June Christie and Stan Ketten, the Schoolboys, Johnny Mathis, Ruth Brown, Ray Charles, and the Magnetic Fields. Another episode of Music with Something to Say. And specifically, saying the word say in the title. This list of songs could be approached. I've decided to do it in more or less a chronological order of the time that it was written. The recording may have been decades later, but we'll go by when the song originated. With a few exceptions, including this opening number. Local guitarist Roger Lasley from his unpainted, unfinished, unstained album of 2003. That was You Don't Say. And we'll start off with a project that the John Pizzarelli Trio did titled Dear Mr. Cole. And it's a song that was written in 1926 by Abe Lyman and Walter Donaldson.
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you? Sorry, I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't act like I do. If I am wrong, dear, right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? So sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? Thank you. should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to, but we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for me to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide, and we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed him, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. 1 minute they quarrel, then they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened to us. Ba da ba ba da da, ba bo ba da ba da. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed him, and when we looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
It isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying that you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers, you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. Somebody new. and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it, say it, say it, say it isn't true. Tell me everything still okay. No, and what they're saying, say it isn't so. Just say it to me.
Aretha Franklin with an Irving Berlin composition from 1932, which she recorded in 1963, Say It Isn't So. And we had Diana Krall in that set with another 1932 song, We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye, written by Harry M. Woods, first performed or recorded by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, featuring brother Carmen Lombardo on the lead vocal. And we started off with the John Pizzarelli Trio with What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry? Well, we'll say a little more with John Pizzarelli and What Is There to Say? A song from 1934, composed by Vernon Duke. Lyrics by Edgar Yip Harburg in 1933.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? And how will I get through? I knew in a moment contentment and just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're meant to marvel at, and words to hearts in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. Thank you. just unforgivable. You're meant to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. Even face wedlock with you.
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. Now is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they love, like to say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
Yeah.
Does the sun really shine all the time?
Yeah.
Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum
till they can't eat no more? That's me.
Is it true what they say about Swanee?
Show, show.
Is a dream by the stream so sublime?
Oh, yeah.
Do they laugh, do they love, like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Now, is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they love, like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. I said, do they laugh, do they love, like they say in every song? Oh, that's pretty. If it's true, that's where I belong.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine. But his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this character's conversation. He says murder, he says, every time we kiss. He says murder, he says, at a time like this. He says murder, he says, is that the language of love? He says solid, he says, takes me in his arms and says solid, he says, meaning all my charms. He says solid, he says, is that the language of love? He says chick, chick, you torture me, zink, are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is given. He can talk plainer than that. He says murder, murder, he says. Every time I kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible joke, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own. Jackson, he says, and my name's Marie. He says, Jackson, he says, shoot the snoop for me. He says, Jackson, he says, is that the language of love? He says, when he likes my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woohoo, he says, is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep with helium now, babe, we're cooking and other expressions to win. He says, we're in the groove and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder, he says, every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible joke, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own.
Tori Amos, the singer, with a 1942 song, Murder, He Says, from a great movie soundtrack, The Mona Lisa Smile, 2003 motion picture soundtrack. Song written by Jimmy McHugh and Frank Lesser. And it seems that all of the music in that film really did help to move the story along, if my recollection is correct. And a song written in 1948 from Al Jolson and the Mills Brothers, Is It True What They Say About Dixie? And a song written in 1934 started us off, John Pizzarelli with What Is There to Say? From his fine album, Let There Be Love. On this version of Fine Tune this evening about saying something in a song, songs that say. I know it's just one way to go. So many ways to go. We'll hear from Perry Como next, a song that's been covered so many times, and he has a wonderful version. From 1946, They Say It's Wonderful, on Fine Tune.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful. Wonderful in every way, so they say. can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So
it's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night? Just you and me. I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say good night, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss.
It's a pity to say good night, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight.
But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home,
give me a good night kiss.
Don't wanna say goodnight, I wanna hold you tight.
It's a pity to say goodnight.
Say, dear, after I say I'm sorry, what can I do to prove it to you that I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, but I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? I'd take somebody like you and shame you. I know that I made you cry, but I'm so sorry, dear. Say, what can I say? Ooh, what can I say?
Dinah Washington with the complete Mercury Records recording of Dinah's work. That song from 1947, What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry? And I'm sorry, I don't know who wrote that song. But the previous song from Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys was a popular song to record. Lots of bands did it early on when it first came out in 1946. It's a Pity to say Goodnight was their number. And we started off with Perry Como, and They Say It's Wonderful. He had an early version of it. In the first month, there were at least four recordings of it released. Ethel Merman debuted this song in the musical Annie Get Your Gun. She played Annie, and also in the musical Frank Butler, played by Ray Middleton, was one of the performers of that first song. And then Bing Crosby did it, Frank Sinatra, Andy Russell, and then Perry Como, all in the first month. A little bit different from how things seem to happen these days. But one of more than 1,500 of the estimated songs that Irving Berlin wrote in his prolific musical career. And It's a Pity to Say Goodnight. I talked about that, yes. I'm losing track because there's so much to say. So we'll move on to our next set of songs. A recording from the lovely Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from 2017, her Dreams and Daggers album. She'll give us the song from 1950, Tell Me What They're Saying Can't Be True. Here's Cecile on Fine Tune.
Just a slave. Yes, I am just your slave, loving you the way I do, and I'll never love no one but you. So tell me what they're saying can't be true. Satisfied? No, I'm not satisfied. I don't know when you'll say goodbye, but I'm praying that you'll say tonight that what they're saying can't be. You haven't changed, you seem the same. You've done nothing that I can say. You've been unfair, but they're saying all around for me. You no longer care. Understand, how can I understand loving you the way I do? So tell me what they're saying can't be true. Understand how can I understand loving you the way I do, and I'll never love no one but you. So tell me what they're saying.
Strange.
the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.
That was the boy band, the Schoolboys, from 1956, doo-wop group, along with the Leroy Kirkland Orchestra. I don't know where they hailed from, but we heard Please Say You Want Me from 1956. And from 1955, we heard June Christie, along with Stan Kenton, Stan on the piano, with the Cole Porter song, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And we started off with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Tell Me What They're Saying Can't Be True, written by Buddy Johnson in 1950. Well, moving along chronologically, for the most part, we'll turn next to a song that was a big hit for Johnny Mathis in 1957.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is hell. Speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glory. Not for me to say. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
His card and said, my name is Papa Do. Said, I'm a talent scout, baby. I can do things for you. Said, if you hang out with me, baby, and you play your cards right, this may turn out to be your lucky night. I said, man, I can't hear a word you say.
Big shot.
Then he said, you may not know it from the looks of my clothes, but I taught that King Cole everything he knows. Meet me in the back booth of the Big Beat Bar. I might just decide to make you a recording star. I said, man, shop and barbecue and bakery, that liquor store and record shop, they all belong to me. I bought up all the real estate in this entire block. Come up to my pad, I'll show you my blue chip stock. I said, man,
Ray Charles, What I Say, 1959, a song that grew out of a gig that ran out of material, so he ad-libbed and created this iconic, compelling number, which had to be split into two parts to fit on the little 45s that were happening at the time. I think it was on a 45. And the amazing drumming by Milt Turner in that set was one of the highlights. And we had Ruth Brown with I Can't Hear a Word You Say. And that song written by Lieber and Stoller and really paints a picture. And we started with Johnny Mathis and It's Not For Me to Say. And it is for me to say goodnight on this edition of Fine Tune. I'm Wendy Nordquist. Just about out of time, I'll leave you with a little bit from the wonderful group The Magnetic Fields from their Realism album of 2009, I Don't Know What to Say. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again next time to Fine Tune here on KYMN.
Till your dying day, I could tease and taunt you, but what would I say?